The way that transmission was broken was using a medicine that's being donated by Merck and Company called ivermectin. This medicine is effective against these parasitic worms. And it's a medicine that has to be given at a community level. So everyone who's eligible to be treated, meaning all people over the age of 5 and women who are not pregnant, can take this medicine. It's very safe and effective, and it is the Sudan program was giving this medicine what we call mass treatment programs twice a year, every 6 months. That activity was effectively stopped in 2012 because testing that had been done in the community all indicated that that the parasite was gone, that it had been what we think it is eliminated. But we're not going to be able to know that for sure without stopping treatment and monitoring for a period of 3 years.
Because the announcement was that the transmission has stopped,
right.
But there is no, but there was not an announcement that it has been eliminated.
That's really an important distinction. The importance in keeping with the World Health Organization's guidelines to not jump the gun and claim that that the parasite has been eliminated once and for all without a period of what they call post-treatment surveillance, which is a time of 3 years where you monitor without giving this medicine anymore. So the medicine is stopping. So the importance of this announcement is that by all indications, the transmission cycle has been broken.
Why is this a reason to celebrate? What are the negative effects of this disease on the population? What have they been in the past?
So the big problem that people had with this infection was skin disease. The parasite causes terrible itching, discoloration of skin, skin rashes, and the parasite can also get into the eyes and cause eye disease.
The women of the community in Abu Hamad played a large role in the distribution of this medicine, is that correct?
The government of Sudan made an announcement in 2006 that they were going to really intensify the program to go to the point that we've reached this month. To do that, the strategy that was used was to begin to enlist women as volunteers to help distribute the medicine. Up until that point in 2006, 100% of the distributors were men. By the time the program reached the end of 2011, we were at about 40% of the distributors were women. The women were actually, if not as good, better than the men in terms of being able to carry out the mass drug administration activities.